I don't think it's inordinately slow and difficult, but I'm certain that there are times and places where it is. It doesn't have to be slow and arduous, and I'm sure it isn't everywhere in every case, but I also know there are a lot of factors which can result in it being that way when they're not addressed.
So things like security clearances, or depends on what you're applying for, you can't paint everything with that same brush?
Absolutely. I mean, I think John Barry has done a good job in paring down the time required for security clearances, but we all know that OPM doesn't do all of them, unfortunately. We also know we need enough HR staff to deal with what can be an onslaught of applications to sift through. We need, especially at the higher levels, to get faster action on official sign-offs, or else give more authority to lower levels. And I think finally we need to see the authorization and appropriations process move in a timely fashion. We should live so long, so that agencies can plan ahead and be able to meet those plans. And sometimes that process does interfere with hiring plans.
Now, you've got some ideas, definite ideas, as to how the process can be improved. Has the federal government itself taken steps to improve the process and to move things along? You mentioned the security clearance.
Yeah, well, I'm going to mention something specific to the SES, in fact, because OPM did a pilot project a little while ago. And one of the things they did was to say, well, we're going to see what happens when we don't require people to write these long, difficult executive core qualification statements. Well, the interesting thing about that, so they accepted resumes or accomplishment statements. But I think sometimes when we do something to facilitate the process, it can in fact slow it down if we're not careful, because if you inundate HR staff with resumes and say, well, read those and figure out if these people meet the executive core qualifications, what you simply may be doing is putting the onus at another place in the process.
Sort of like squeezing the air in a balloon. It's either going to be on this end or that end.
There you go.
How does this then impact your efforts at SEA?
Well, obviously we're concerned that a lot of things, not just the hiring process, come together to keep the SES attractive to those folks who can be the next generation. That really concerns us a lot, which takes us out of the hiring process alone and gets us to other issues. I will say one thing, though, about the whole hiring process. It certainly helps that OPM and OMB are focusing on it now. But I think no matter what we do, it's probably going to be impossible to match the speed of the private sector, which doesn't have to worry about a plethora of rules that are associated appropriately with the merit system and then other policy objectives.
Is that what it is, that the federal government has all these other parameters that they have to deal with that the private sector itself would never really have to consider?
Well, absolutely. And I'll give you an example. I hired someone the other day in one day, but I didn't have to answer to anything other than, you know, am I hiring someone who is in this country legally? Because at some point I'm going to have to look at some ID as an employer. I didn't have to worry about the area of competition. Did I advertise this job sufficiently widely? I only had to look at, was I meeting the skills that I need in this office, and was it someone who's likely to be successful?
So as far as the theory that the federal government hiring process is slow, it sort of sounds like it depends on your point of view. If you're comparing agency to agency, some agencies might be slower than others because they have to be. If you're comparing the federal government to the private sector, it's automatically going to have to be slower because of the parameters that are set.
Well, yeah, I mean, it almost reminds me of years ago when I worked on women's rights issues, and there was a wonderful quote I came across from Samuel Johnson, who was asked once, you know, who is smarter, a man or woman? And his response was, which man and which woman? And I think that applies here. It's, you know, which job, which agency, are there factors that apply that can be dealt with, fixed? Is there a way to move this process along more? I mean, I worry about, frankly, and I don't know the answer to this, but my suspicion is that USA Jobs can generate an awful lot of resumes coming over the transom, whether they are appropriate fit for a particular vacancy or not. But yet HR offices have to sift through that. So, you know, do we have enough personnel in place if we want to move this process along? What's also interesting, I heard on Federal News Radio one day, someone from Coast Guard talking about their hiring process. But it was very interesting because it's a particular period of time. It's an announcement. It's a particular process. They deal with looking at a large group at once, making selections. You know, that probably helps. You get an awful lot of coherence in that process. But that's very different from one or two or 25 or 200 vacancies that may arise in a series of different occupations.